All right, who's ready to continue our series, Identity? Are you ready? Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, you got to know who you are. You got to know who you are in Christ. If you don't define that, if you don't know what that happens, then everybody else will define it for you. Last week, we talked about Christian chameleons who were too much letting the environment change them. Just like a chameleon will change itself to look and adapt to the environment, we can do the same thing. When you don't know your identity in God, you'll find your environment is changing you. You'll find that your environment changes you. You'll find yourself blending in. When you go to work, you act one way. When you go home, you act another way. When you're around your family, you act another way. When you go to school, you act another way. When you're around this group of friends, you act another way. See, we let our environments dictate to us who we are. When you don't know who you are, then you just kind of change to fit in. And what they say is what you kind of do. You kind of follow along with the flow. But we've got to be secure in who God has called us to be and who God has said we are. If you don't know who you are, then you're in trouble. You got to know as a Christian, it's the foundation of who we are. You got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know your identity in Christ. Remember, we talked about that we are learning through this series to see ourselves the way God sees us. We see ourselves down here, right? We see ourselves down here, and then God sees us elevated to a new level up here. He sees us through the glasses of the cross, the filter of the cross. Because of the cross, he sees us differently than we see ourselves. He has done something different in us. But the problem is we live down here because this is where we see ourselves. So what we're learning through this series, Identity Series, is learning to see what God says about me. Learning to say who God says I am so I can begin to act like it, walk like it, be secure in that, and let that feed my identity. Let that feed who I am, not myself, but letting God feed me who I am and begin to walk in who God has called me to be. And so we're learning who this identity is of Christ that God has called us to be. Today I want to talk to you about more than a conqueror. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm more than a conqueror. Come on, you can do better. Someone say, I'm more than a conqueror. We are more than conquerors. See, we're learning to see ourselves this way. Now, let's go right to our text in Romans 8:35. Romans 8:35, Paul said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? He lists all these problems that try to separate us from the love of Christ. Not that we've ever had these problems before, right? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, the sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Let's say it again. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. One more time. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. This is our identity. We are more than conquerors. This is who God is not only calling us to be, but who God has called us to be. But the problem is this, is that too many of us get caught up in a spiritual roller coaster. And I love that God was very honest with us. Now, there's some false theology out there and false doctrine and teaching out there that people tell you, man, once you give your life to Christ, everything is just butterflies and roses. And, you know, you're just floating through life and nothing ever comes hard, right? That's just a false thing. And the problem is when you believe that you're doing good during the good times, and then when you go through a tribulation, when you go through a problem, when you go through a tough season, then you're like, well, God doesn't love me anymore. Or, you know, I must not be doing the right thing for God. Or all these things happen, and then we start losing our faith. But remember, God was very honest. Not only Jesus was honest to us, God was honest to us. The Holy Spirit, as he revealed to men in the Scripture, and they began to write it down and speak to us, the Word of God is all over the Word of God, says that, listen, we're going to have some tough seasons. Matter of fact, the most wisest man in the Scripture, Solomon, wrote in Ecclesiastes 3, he says, to everything there is a season, a time to laugh and a time to cry. That there's going to be seasons when it's tough. There's going to be seasons when you got to walk through the valley. There's going to be seasons when it's not always going the way you want it to go. The question is, how will you respond? The question is, how will you get through this? See, and you can't respond right if you don't know your DNA. If you don't know your spiritual DNA, who God has called you to be, your identity in Christ, then you're going to be up with the roller coaster, down with the spiritual roller coaster. Well, God doesn't like me. God loves me. God loves me. God doesn't like me. God's blessing me. God's mad at me. And you live your life up and down, up and down, up and down. And that's not where God wants you to be. God wants you to have your identity not in people around you, but he's wanting you to have your identity in who he says you are. And we back us up in Psalms 34:19. Look what it says about the righteous people. That's us. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm righteous. This is us. We have been made righteous. And the psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Not many are the afflictions of the world. Not many are the afflictions of those who haven't accepted Jesus. But he says, the righteous, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the good news is this, the Lord delivers them out of them all. The Lord delivers us out of all of them. And then in John 16:33, look what Jesus said here. He was warning them. He was telling them about some things, that were tough times that were coming, about the rejection they would face. And he says, I've told you these things so that in me you'll have peace. In the world you'll have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So what he's saying is this. He says, in me you have peace. In the world you have trouble. So if your identity is based on the person next to you or the people around you, then I'm in trouble, Dust. I could be in trouble. Why? Because my identity cannot be solid in him. Because he's going to be up and down sometimes, just like some of us. All of us. And when I get my identity by people around me, the environment around me, the people I surround myself with, then the trap becomes I'm up and down. But see, when I get solid and anchor into my identity and who Christ says, he says, in me, you'll have peace. See, when I attach my identity and who God says I am, in him, I walk in peace. In him, I walk secure. In him, I can walk in a different identity because my identity is found in him. There is where the peace is at. This is where the peace is found. In me, in me, in me. Jesus said, in me you'll have this peace. This is where you find your identity. Now look at this statement here. The victorious life, man. The victorious life. We all want to live it. We've heard about it. The victorious life for the believer is not the life that avoids hardship, but the life that overcomes in spite of the hardship. It's not the life that avoids hardship. It's the life that overcomes in spite of hardship. Now, there are some things we could do to avoid hardship. I'll be the first one to admit that. I've made stupid mistakes. You've made stupid mistakes that have brought hardship into our life. And sometimes you don't do anything wrong, and hardship still comes. And I've experienced that, and so have you. And so the victorious life is not about avoiding the hardships of life. It's about overcoming them. See, victory is overcoming. Victory means you win the battle. The victorious life is about the overcoming. And you have been given the spirit of an overcomer. You have been given the spirit of more than a conqueror. This is our spiritual DNA. See, let's look back in Romans 8. Now, we just looked at it. Let's look at it again. In Romans chapter 8, we see this thing happening here where Paul is addressing the people who are not living out their assignment. And he's giving them spiritual assignments, their God-given purpose, and they're not living it out, and they're making all these excuses. They're coming against all these things. People are rejecting them. They're going through tribulation. They're going through famine. They're going through all these things. They're like, Paul, we can't live this out, man. These things are stopping us. And so he writes them and tells them very true. He says, nothing separates us, man, from the love of Christ. These things are not excuses, because in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. It's the DNA that is happening here. We got to get rid of the excuses. And he's basically saying this, drop the victim mentality. Drop the victim mentality and begin to embrace that you are more than an overcomer. You got to embrace it that you are more than an overcomer. See, we let our faith rise and fall like a roller coaster. But when you identify, when you let this identity that ain't change, when you identify as more than a conqueror, things change. You can say different things. When your faith is up with a roller coaster and down, then boy, you're up and down. But when you are solid in your identity in Christ, and you learn to find out who I am in Christ, I'm walking in Christ, who God says I am, I'm a child of God, I've been called sons of God, I've been called redeemed, and you find your identity in these things who God says you are, and you walk in that, then when you go up, you're fine. But when you go down, You're like, you know what? All right, I'm going through a tough season, but you know what? It's okay, because I am more than an overcomer. It allows you to be able to look when you're going through things and say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. You see, when I let the world give me joy, then the world can take it away. When I get joy and affirmation from other things, then those things are going to be up, they're going to be down, according to how people treat me, how people accept me, how well I'm doing here or not doing here. But when your affirmation and your joy is found in your identity in Christ, those things can go up and they can go down. And you can walk around and you can say that with confidence. This joy that I have, come on now, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. Why? Because my identity is found in the sonship. My identity is found that I am a child of the King, that I'm a child of God. This is where I get my affirmation in my identity. The world didn't give me my identity. God gave me my identity. God gave my identity to me. He gave it to you. And so this joy that I have, it comes from the Father. And it gets there when I realize I have been made more than an overcomer. I identify with this. And there's a reason why he's calling you more than a conqueror. Have you thought about that? What would be the reason that he would call us more than a conqueror? Well, the reason is simple. It's simply this. He expects you to conquer some things. And if you don't ever go through a tough time in your life, if you don't ever go through a tribulation, if you don't ever go through persecution, if you don't ever go through things in your life, a dark valley, how are you ever going to overcome? No, he expects you to overcome. He's given into your DNA the spirit of a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. It's in your spiritual DNA. And God today is trying to raise you up in your identity, knowing that, yes, you're going to have some tough seasons. But when you walk through it, it's okay because you are more than a conqueror. He says, we are. Look at this in verse 35 here in 37. He says, we are. Yet in all these things, we are. We are. This is something about this. We are. It's in our spiritual DNA. In all these things, we are. I can't make you a conqueror. My job is to let you know and teach you and unfold the scripture, let you see it. You're made more than a conqueror. But it's up to you to embrace it and say, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to act like it. I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to believe what God says I am. You've got to do that for yourself. You got to pull up your spiritual DNA pants and say, you know what? All right. I'm going to walk like a conqueror because that's who God says I am. You got to believe it for yourself. You got to bring it into your heart. Let it be in your DNA. Something's got to transfer to us. Last week we talked about, scripture says that now we are called the children of God, signifying that something changed. Now we are. See, so something here as well. Now we are more than conquerors. We are now more than conquerors. Something happened to our DNA. To all of our medical people here, our nurses and those who take care, you understand this, that sometimes you got to do blood transfusions. Sometimes you got to do IVs. They need medication. They need fluids. Things got to happen. You got to transfuse something into people so that they can get recover, right? And so here, we got to realize that there's something that took place, man. Something took place. We've been hooked up to a spiritual IV, and we have been giving a blood transfusion. And in that blood transfusion, we are receiving the DNA of more than conquerors. We have received this DNA. We have received this transfer that we are now called more than conquerors. It's in our spiritual DNA. It's who God's called us to be. It's who we are in Christ. He is giving us this transfer. It's a conquering spirit that he's given to us. How do we get this conquering spirit anyway? I mean, how does it make sense? We're like, all right, I'm more than a conqueror. But remember, in Scripture, who carried the conquering spirit in Scripture? Jesus, right? Scripture says that he conquered death, hell, and the grave. He conquered something that had never been conquered before and has been conquered since. He's conquered death, hell, and the grave. He conquered these things. And then we find out in this next scripture. Look at this right here. In Romans 8:11, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in us, in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. So that same spirit is living in us.
The Spirit of Jesus lives in the heart of every believer. In us, we have been given the Spirit of Jesus. And if that Spirit who raised him from the dead is living in you, what? He will give the same Spirit to us. It's his Spirit who's living in us. Look what John 4:4 says. 1 John 4:4. Dear children of God, who are from God, and have what? Overcome them. Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. We have received a spiritual DNA transfer. We have received a spiritual DNA transfer, and it's the heart of an overcomer. We have been made more than a conqueror. This is our DNA. This is who God has called us to be. This is who we are. We have been transferred into us the Spirit of Jesus. And it comes to the power of the Holy Spirit that we have been transferred into our life more than conquerors. And this is what you got to realize inside of me, not me on my own. Not me alone, because we're all weak on our own. I don't care who you are. I don't care the toughest person around, the most driven person around. We've all got breaking points, and we all go through things in our life that are bigger than us. But you can overcome anything because you have been given the spirit of a conqueror. This is the DNA. And he would not give us the spirit of the conquering spirit if he didn't expect us to conquer the things we go through. He says, take heart. It's okay. We've been given the spirit of conquering. God has given us the spirit of a more than a conqueror. Everybody say more than. This is who we are. More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. So God has given us a spirit of more than a conqueror. That means what? That means when we walk through the tough seasons. We walk through tough seasons. Think about it. Jesus, what did he conquer? I mean, he was crucified. He had the thorns put on his head. He had his beard plucked. He was beaten. Had the flesh ripped off of him. He was hung and nailed upon the cross. He was put in the tomb. But yet he rose. He rose again. That same spirit, that same rising spirit is in my DNA. That same rising spirit is in your DNA. That same spirit is in us. That same rising spirit is in us. We got to realize today that God has put that same thing back into us. We have been given the spirit of more than a conqueror. That means we can walk through the tough, the dead seasons of your life, and God's spirit can lift us back up. God is calling us to lift us back up. When Jesus came out of the grave, they didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him. Why? Because when he went into the grave, he was swollen. They had plucked his beard. They had nailed him to the cross. They had ripped the flesh from his body. He was unrecognizable. I mean, they didn't even recognize him. He was tortured so bad. But when he came back out of the grave, he had the Son of God's face on him. They couldn't even recognize him anymore. And some of you are going about to get this right now in your DNA spirit right now, I'm declaring. And for some of you here, you've gone through some things in your life, and you've gone through some tough seasons that people didn't recognize you. But you're about to come out of that season. Because God has given you the spirit of the resurrection. God has given you the spirit of bounce. God has called you to bounce back. God has called you to bounce and rise back up. Why? And you're going to walk out and they're going to say, wasn't that the person who, man, went through all this tribulation? You're going to say, yeah. Why is that? Because God has put something in your DNA. It's the spirit of an overcomer. And God will cause you to rise again. God will cause you to bounce back from the very thing that you walked through that thought was death. The very thing you walked through in that tomb that you thought, man, I'll never get out of this. I'll never recover from this. God's given you something that's a secret sauce, and it's called your spiritual DNA, and you have been given the spirit of more than a conqueror. And I'm here today to declare over your life that just some of you have been walking through seasons of hurt. Some of you have been walking through seasons of rejection. You've been walking through seasons of abuse. You've walked through seasons when, man, you almost feel like you're not yourself anymore. People don't recognize me anymore. I'm here to tell you that you have got to tap in to your spiritual DNA. God wants to cause you to rise again. God wants to bring you back up. God wants you to bounce back from that thing. It will not define you forever. You will walk through that because God has given you the spirit of an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. That's who lives in me, the Spirit of Jesus. the Spirit of Jesus, and He lives in you. We've got to get our identity in this. And when people look at you, they go, man, I don't even look like the same person anymore. I don't even recognize them. It's the same thing we see happening with the three Hebrew children. Remember, they were bound up, placed in a fiery furnace to die. They look in on them, and they're walking around free. Even though the guards died, become the heat alone. These guys are walking in the fire, and they go, but yeah, there's somebody else in there we recognize. And he has the face as the Son of God. See, that's what happens. There is a spirit in us that you'll walk through the fire. You'll walk through death itself. You'll walk through tombs. Things die in your life. You'll walk through trials and tribulations. But because God has given you the spirit of an overcomer, God has given you the spiritual DNA that you are more than a conqueror, you will rise again. People say, well, there's something different about them. I don't even recognize them. They don't even look like they were in the fire. They don't even look like they were in the grave. But something happens. It's the Spirit of God and Jesus that's in us. We have been built to bounce back. We have been built to rise again. It's the way God has built us. So it's time for some of you to bounce back out of your hurt. It's time for some of you to bounce back out of your rejection. It's time for some of you to bounce back out of the things that have been keeping you emotionally hostage for years. It's time for you to bounce back out of those things. It's time for you to bounce back out of your heart being broken. It's time for your emotions to bounce back. It's time. Because God has given into you a spiritual DNA. A more than a conqueror. It's the same conquering spirit He gave Jesus. He gave to us because He lives inside of us. So how do we do that? Today, let me give you two things. How do we do this? How do I act like more than a conqueror? Simply this, you learn to praise God in the midst of your detours. Learn to praise God in the midst of your detours. How do I act like a conqueror? Learn to praise God in the midst of your detour. How many know that we have a plan, but our plan is not always God's plan? When I'm going somewhere, when I got a long trip, I'm looking on my phone, I'm taking out the MapQuest or Google Maps, and I'm putting it out there, and I'm looking at all the routes, and I always choose the one that is the fastest, right? Duh, that's what we do. We're men. We got to get there fast. And so I choose the ones the fastest. But sometimes I get a detour. I like Google Maps because sometimes it actually keeps up with traffic. And sometimes in the middle of my trip, it'll alert me and say, hey, I'm taking a different route because there's a traffic jam ahead of you. There's something going on ahead. There's construction or something going on, and traffic's backed up for 30 minutes or traffic's backed up for an hour. And so this actually, even though it's longer, it's actually faster to your destination because there's roadblocks ahead. And it'll avert me around. See, it's the same thing that happened with the children of Israel. Think about it. The children of Israel leaving Egypt, heading to the promised land, and God begins to take them the long way around. Matter of fact, Scripture says He even took them away from the way of the Philistines, took them avoiding the Philistine way, and took them a different route to get there than they thought would be faster. And they're like, man, God, You brought us out here in the wilderness to die. Why did You bring us out here to die in the wilderness, in this desert land? And God was trying to do something. He was trying to protect them. He was trying to change something in them so they could walk into the promise. You see, and many times in our life, God, we got a plan, and then God detours us. And we take a detour. And then when that happens, we're like, no, this is not fair, God. God, I had a different plan, and I wanted to do it differently. God, and I wanted to see it this way and this way and this way. And God takes us a whole different route. And God detours us. So your response is, if I'm more than an overcomer, if I'm more than a conqueror, my response is this: God, you've detoured me. I'm going to praise You during this time. I'm going to trust You during this time. God, You've got a plan, and God, You're going to cause all things to work together for good. If I will just put my trust in You, this may not be the way I chose to get there. This may not be the way I wanted to get there. But God, if I put my trust in You, You will bring things back into order. You will bring things back to the way they need to be. And if I trust You, God, I'm going to be stronger coming through it. Your plan is going to protect me. It's going to grow me. And so we have got to say, God, during the detour, I'm going to praise You. In the midst of the detour, God, I'm going to praise you because in my spiritual DNA, I know you've given me the spirit of overcoming. I've got to praise God through the storms, through the detours of my life. And number two, don't let the damage that has happened to you earlier in your life destroy you today. Don't let the damage that has happened to you earlier in your life destroy you today. We got to learn to say, God, I'm not going to let this damage keep me from walking in my spiritual DNA today. See, that's really where a lot of us get hung up at. We got things, we got hurts, rejection, things that have happened to us, past mistakes, past relationships, things that have happened. All these things come along and they've done damage to us. And it happened in a different season than we are in right now. But because the damage is there, it's keeping me tied up. It's keeping me from not pursuing and walking in the overcoming spirit. I love what Scripture says about us. Look at this next Scripture. Psalms 103 says, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. But I love this. It says, who redeems your life from destruction. See, we have a God who redeems us. And when we take the damage and let the damage continue to hurt us today, we're not letting it be redeemed. See, God's wanting to repair and redeem the damage that has done. The destruction that came out of that tribulation, the destruction that came out of that problem, the destruction that came out of that rejection, the destruction that came out of that valley, the destruction that came out of that trial, God wants to take it and redeem it and do a whole new body job on us. And he wants to fix it and make us better than new so that we can continue to walk in the DNA he's given us. This is the plan of the Father. He wants to take the person who takes my destruction and he cashes it in and he redeems it, makes it valuable again. He takes it and uses it for his glory. This is our God. He wants to take our destruction and redeem it, bring healing to our life. This is how I walk and act like a conqueror. I let God redeem. I let God heal. I praise him even when I have some damage. I praise him even though I'm walking through a trial. I praise him even though I'm walking through the detour. And let God redeem the damage in my life. Today I'm here to declare over you that you have been made more than a conqueror. You have been made more than a conqueror. And today God is wanting you to have this spiritual DNA into your life. Let's stand on our feet this morning. As you stand today, I'm here to tell you that God is wanting you to, you've already got it. You've already received the transfusion. It's in your DNA. So what I'm praying today is this, in this identity series, that you begin to say, God, I want this thing to awaken in my heart. I want this thing to awaken in my spirit. I want this thing to get down deep. That God, I have been made more than a conqueror. This is in my spiritual DNA. God, you have made me more than a conqueror. I gotta quit walking defeated. I gotta quit walking according to the spiritual roller coaster going up and down. Week to week, 1 week I'm up, 1 week I'm down. This time I'm up, this time I'm down. I gotta stop letting these things dictate to me. And I gotta say, God, no. My identity is this. I've been made more than a conqueror. No, I'm secure. I'm putting my foundation solid in this. I'm going to walk in this DNA that God's given to me. Anybody here today, say, Pastor, that's me. I want to receive this word in my life today. The spirit of an overcomer, right? Right. Before we close in this song today, I want to just pray over you. So I invite you just to raise your hands this morning. I want to pray over you. Father, I thank you that you redeemed the destruction in our life. I thank you, Father, that you have put in us the spiritual DNA of more than a conqueror. And God, I pray right now that God, for those who have been walking through the tough seasons, for those who have been walking through tribulation and trials in our life, I pray right now that God, this season, Lord, they would not lose hope, that they would not give up, but God, that the spirit of a conqueror would rise up in their heart today, that God, you are going to sustain them through any season. And God, you're going to cause these things to work out for good. You're going to turn things around for their good if they'll just continue to trust you. And God, I pray that right now, that God, the spirit of a conqueror is raising up, God, in the heart of every believer here today. That God, they are seeing themselves the way that you've called them. And we begin to see ourselves through the eyes of the cross. That God, you see us and have given us this transfusion of DNA. That God, we are more than a conqueror. In Jesus' name. If you receive that, put your hands together. God, receive that today. We're going to close with a song. Let's make it our prayer. We sung it earlier. We're going to sing it again. Say, God, I want more. I want more of your DNA. God, I want more of you. If you want to step out and join us around the front and say, I'm stepping out into my DNA. I'm stepping out into my purpose. I'm stepping out of my calling. Come to the front. Let's worship the Lord together.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God.
Come on.
I want more of you.
Come on, lift it up. Set a fire.
Set a fire down in my soul.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us into our DNA the spirit of more than a conqueror. You've called us the children of God, and you've given us a spirit of more than a conqueror. So, Father, I pray that, Father, over those people who have been walking through a grave time in their life today, God, that spirit is calling them to bounce back. God, that same spirit living in them, the spirit of Jesus, is calling them to rise back up, to rise back up. Let hope rise again in their hearts and their spirits, God. But God, you are giving them the spirit of bounce, God, where you are causing them to bounce back, to rise back up. The very thing that meant to destroy them is the very thing, God, you're going to use to develop. And God, to pull out of them everything you're calling us to do. So God, I pray right now that we have been given this spirit of more than conquerors. May it flood us today. May it flood our spiritual DNA today, God, as we give you praise. Come on. One more time, put your hands together. Bless the Lord. Can we do that? Yeah. Listen, but before you leave today, before I dismiss you, first of all, let me tell you how much I love you. Thank you guys so much. We love you very much. Number two, we need your help to make sure that before you leave today, you sign up for the Kid Fest volunteers. Make sure you sign up. Let's go there. Let's rally around. Make sure all the spots are filled up. That's coming up next week, so we need to have those spots filled up today. God bless you so much. We love you. Let's do it together. Amen.